No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Ed and our special guest in the studio this week, Captain Dennis. Yes, you know, usually he sounds like he's in the studio, but he's actually connected via the web and at his home base of operations in Minnesota. But today he is in Orlando in the Just Plane Radio Broadcastoplex with Ed and I. Welcome, Dennis.
Thank you, Greg. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes. So the big news, though, is not that Dennis is here.
No, this is always about Greg.
Yeah, this is the Greg Plane Show radio show.
It can be because I returned to flying today, and we are here to celebrate together.
Now, for the listeners out there
that
might think there's a little bovine scatology being thrown around.
What are you
right
talking
now.
About? What do you mean? What?
What's bovine scatology?
I don't know. It's some kind of nonsense, gibberish, pig Latin. I don't know.
Well, you won't let me say what I really want to say on the radio because then you bleep me.
Yeah, well, that is true. Please don't make my job any harder than it is.
Yeah, he pushes two buttons. It's really hard.
Well, yeah, one is the on button. The other is the dump button. We don't want to push the dump button. But no, I returned to flying today, and I did excellent. Did I not, Dennis? Come on. Admit it.
As gross weight, you did a fantastic job.
Thank you. I make excellent ballast. Or in, what did you call me earlier?
Parasite drag.
Okay. I guess it could be some of that, too.
Do you know the definition of parasite drag?
I don't know if I really want to.
Do you?
The heavier the load, the more lift it takes to keep it up, then therefore more drag is required.
Now, that's not the definition I've heard. I've heard it as someone who sits in the back of your airplane, tells you how to fly the airplane, but doesn't pay a dime.
Ah. Well,
so I think that's a much more apt.
It's much more accurate in this case.
I resemble that remark slightly, maybe. Yeah. So basically what happened, Dennis went to Flight Training Professionals, got checked out in one of their planes today, a 172, and I was along for the ride to document history and to return to flying. After it's been, it's been 6 months since open heart surgery. This was my first single plane flying experience.
This was your first trip back to the airport.
To that airport. I've been to other airports. I mean, that wasn't
You're at that airport for MBA.
Well, that's true. Yeah. So, I was there for the show.
He actually in an airplane, got in the air in an airplane.
Yeah.
In the back seat.
In the back seat. But I remembered many things about flying around Orlando.
Like what?
Executive Airport. Like, shut up and sit down. I'm trying to fly the plane, Greg. Be quiet. No. I don't know. I mean, just some of the basic things that we were, flying around the pattern. We went over to Lake Apopka, the training area here in Orlando that you guys use.
Found the location of the six-sack bags.
I did find those. But, we got up there, and I was telling Dennis, like, okay, over here is, the power lines. That's where you can increase. I gave him increase your altitude. I gave him that border of the shelf. So that's some good. Of the stuff came back, like, oh, yeah, we used to do this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, there's Disney. There's Universal Studios. There's the airport that you want to make sure you get back to. All that stuff kind of came back in. It kind of came back quicker than I thought it would, actually. Mm-hmm. And I was up with the plane. I was up with the tower. I remembered everything, pretty much what was going on. So
yeah, we didn't give him a button to talk, fortunately.
No, that was smart.
Yeah, I think
good,
so.
Good planning.
Well, yeah. I mean,
because that was one of the things when he was starting to learn how to fly. You thought a guy that does radio for a living would do better on the radios, but it really was not.
Well, and I wanted to save myself for the show today, so I didn't want to waste kind of energy or brain cells on trying to help Dennis fly the plane.
Thank you.
And this was really for Dennis's benefit, not mine, as much as it was for me. Because he was getting checked out on one of the planes. And the idea is what, Dennis? What were you hoping to achieve today?
Well, I know what you were hoping for me to achieve is to get checked out on one of the planes so I can go to the Bahamas.
Absolutely. Which we're going to talk about that because I actually did go to the Bahamas the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Not in an airplane, but I did lay the ground for work for us to, you know, to visit, you know, in an airplane in the future.
But the real reason I did this, obviously, one, was I wanted to get you back up in the air. It's been too long that we've been, you know, teasing you across the internet about
getting it done.
Well, it's fun. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, it's a blast.
I'll tell you what. I am one of the best airplane...
Punching bags?
No. I was going to say best airplane passengers in the aviation community.
But I'm hoping that by getting you back up in the air today and reminding you of what it's like, that maybe now that'll help get the gears turning and get you back into the saddle here.
I'll tell you what, Dennis, anytime you want to fly the plane, I am more than happy to be a passenger along for the ride. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, I do.
No. It did encourage me to get back into the cockpit and actually learn how to fly. But just going up in the airplane with someone who is actually flying, it's amazing how much you can pick up by just watching.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I've told customers that all the time, that if you have the ability to observe somebody else, take a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
You pick up a lot from that because you're not under the stress of being at the controls, and you can be much more observant.
Absolutely. So if you you want to come to Orlando and learn to fly with flight training professionals, tell Ed or Keith, you know, like, hey, I hear you have excellent ballast or parasitic drag that you will throw into the flight training for no extra charge. Is that right?
Well, yeah, we have plenty of parasite drag around the airport, but mm-hmm. I think you're talking mm-hmm. about a specific version of parasite drag like
right.
you.
Yeah, actually, I could flip this around and start charging for such activity, because actually having me in the back of the airport.
I knew he was going there.
It's going to, it's all about Greg.
Well, no, think about it. And Dennis, you were the one who brought this up. You said, you know, actually, it's good to have you in the back seat because it's better to fly in the plane when it's loaded down as heavy as we can get it in a real life situation. You know, because I'm bound to have someone else in the plane when I usually fly. Well, usually,
it's true. I mean, flying the airplane is completely different when you're flying by yourself or maybe one passenger when it's really lightweight. But mm-hmm. you know, when you're hot and heavy, and it behaves a little bit differently.
Absolutely. So I am a an enhancement to your flight training experience,
okay.
or I can be.
Yeah, usually I make the parasite drag by the hamburgers afterwards. Yeah,
I tied the airplane down.
Yeah, and I bought him lunch. What? How did that work?
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute here.
Oh, yeah, I told you to come.
I was coming to lunch until I found out Greg wasn't paying.
I never said I wasn't paying. You just said, are you paying? I said, I didn't say that.
I took that as Keith's credit card wasn't there, so you're not paying.
Well, that was true. That was absolutely correct. But yeah, Dennis picked up the bill. That was very nice of him. And then he took me flying. It doesn't get much better than that. This was a perfect day. Let's be real.
I was looking at the forecast yesterday, and when it's the whole forecast for a 24-hour period is one line.
Yes,
it says wind's variable, sky's clear.
Uh-huh.
Life is good.
Life is great. I sent a text to my son last night. I said, don't hate me. he replied back shortly thereafter. He's like, you know, I'm finding it really difficult right now.
Yeah. The weather we have in Orlando this week is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's perfect. This is the best time of the year to just be outside in Orlando. It's not too hot, not too cold. Everybody else is snowed in up north, like, you know, Dennis usually.
Yeah.
And and for flying, I mean, it doesn't get any better than what we had today.
No,
there wasn't a
cloud
in the sky. You could see for miles.
The wind was non-existent.
Yep.
I mean, it was absolutely fantastic.
It was a great day to be flying, for sure.
And I get a kick out of your weather forecasters here in Orlando. They were complaining about how the temperatures were dropping suddenly to 48 degrees, and we're going to have a frosty start to the morning.
Right.
And I'm just sitting back going, are you kidding?
Yeah, well, it's winter.
This is high winter for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I understand now why people snowbird from the northern climates.
Yeah, really? Or they come and just live here, like Ed and myself. Yeah. Are you tempted to do such a thing, or you just feel this is a nice place to visit?
No, I've had long-standing desire to move to Florida. It's just a matter of relocating with family and considerations. So let's get the kids out of school, and we'll reassess.
Well, we got enough people here already. So Ed and myself prefer
some of the projections we've heard. It's like, I'm ready to move out in about 10 years.
Yeah, everyone just stay away. We'll keep it to ourselves. You're more than happy to visit. But no, I'm kidding. If you want to move
visit,
here,
go to Disney, spend the money so we don't have to have income tax.
True. True. So, I mean, did your, you know, I mean, check ride in the 172 live up to your expectations then?
Yeah, it did. It was a lot of fun to fly. It's, you know, even though it's a much newer airplane with the Garmin G1000 glass cockpit, it still flies like any other Cessna 172.
Absolutely.
I keep telling people when that they get in there and they look at all the buttons, it's like, it's still a 172. Same speed, same power setting, same picture outside the window. You're not supposed to be looking at any of this stuff anyhow.
Mm. Exactly.
You're supposed to be flying the plane, enjoying the view and the experience of flying your own airplane. Now we're going to talk about how you can do this or why Dennis did this in the first place next on Just Plane Radio. And we'll check in or find out what happened to Dimitri at the Light Sport Expo. That's coming up.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Any of you boys seen an aircraft carrier around here?
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Ed, and Dennis is helping us out today. He's actually in the studio here in Orlando, fresh from his check ride and a 172, you know, from Flight Training Professionals. Yeah, basically, what the purpose of this was for you to come to Florida next time and just be able to rent one of their planes. Is that the deal, Dennis, or
right.
what?
So if I have to come down for a work trip or come down for family, now I've got an airplane available to me that I can rent and go fly to the Bahamas or go stop and see a couple of customers.
No, wait. As soon as you said that, Ed perked up and he looked over like, what?
Oh, good. I'm off the hook. I don't have to get a passport.
Exactly, because I knew the first thing you were going to add to that weight and balance was the parasite drag.
Yep. Oh, I thought it was one of those, looks, you're going to take one of our planes where? No,
our planes go there all the time.
They do. People do that. They come down to Florida and say, hey, I'm going to cruise over to the Bimini, and you're good with that? They're ready to go.
We're insured, all that stuff.
Well, okay.
You have to have an instrument rating, 250 hours, which he meets all those requirements.
He has the card. He has the logbook. He can prove that much.
Yeah.
But he has to show his expertise in the plane to your satisfaction that he isn't going to take it and, you know, fly it into some roller coaster at Universal or something? Is that it or what?
Well, that and just, you know, his skills in the airplane to make sure he's a safe pilot. And
yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Ideally, he wants the airplane back and able to rent it to the next pilot.
Yes, yeah, so we want it back in the exact same number of pieces it's left in.
Right.
And reusable.
Takeoffs must equal landings.
We're going to put a priceless cargo in the back seat of your airplane.
We never did leave anybody up there.
No.
Right, but we're going to put a priceless cargo in the back of your airplane. If you bring them back safely, we will sign off on your skills and let you do this in the food.
In our case, we just put you in the back of the plane.
Yeah. Okay. But we haven't even talked about whether or not he succeeded in his effort.
Yeah, he and I have.
You have?
Yeah.
And you say?
Well, I asked you how his landings went, and you compared them to yours, so he probably didn't pass.
Well, that
oh, come
isn't,
on. That first
that
landing,
what
did
I
you
meant?
Even know when we touched the runway?
No, I didn't.
That was a greaser.
I was just referring to Greg's comment in the airplane. Yeah. I asked him how your landings were, and Greg said, well, the last two were just like mine.
At least as good as mine, I think he said.
No, yeah. I've had a greaser or two before. Yeah. But that was when I was flying solo.
That first one, you hear the tires rolling. You didn't even hear them squeak.
You never really knew where you stopped flying and started rolling. That
exactly.
Was, that's what
gotta
I...
Gotta love that.
I couldn't do that again on command if I had to.
Really? See, you shouldn't have said that. I was like, I'm usually like this all the time, and then you would have made up some excuse. Like, we had a little crosswind there at the last minute.
Yeah.
Those other
things. Like I say, I have no problem giving Dennis the keys to one of the airplanes because he definitely knows his way around an airplane.
Yep.
Handled it well.
Well, he knows me, so, you know.
That's the only thing giving me reservation and giving me keys.
Okay.
Knowing that you're coming
You as a reference doesn't bode well.
Now, see, you could flip that around. It's like, hey, if he can tolerate my nonsense and still fly an airplane... That is a the ultimate distraction, and he still managed to fly the airplane. That was good. No, I thought his landings were great. When I was sitting in the back seat, I was watching. I was remembering how I was doing. I was like, yeah, I could probably do a little better, but that's okay. I thought you did fine. I feel very comfortable flying with you again. I took the risk. Today, because I figured, what the heck? Ed's willing to put his life on the line.
He took the risk.
What are the odds?
He took the risk.
Yeah.
Well, at least we got you out to the airport. So mission
and in an airplane.
And in an airplane.
And in an airplane. And a small airplane, not a big one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But let's talk about what this entails when you're doing a check ride like
check
this.
Out.
Or check out.
Check
yeah, it's
out.
Not a check ride, right. Yeah. But it's a check out for a rental plane company. Any kind of company across the country would need this, right?
Yeah. Most flight schools that rent airplanes or aircraft rental organizations, flying clubs, et cetera, require some sort of checkout by a flight instructor.
Right.
And it is a normal process that we've all gone through over the years to make sure that the pilot is qualified to fly the airplane and minimize risk. Mm-hmm. It's not specifically required by the insurance company. It's not stated anywhere in the insurance policy that the flight school must do a checkout. It states that, at my discretion, or the discretion of anybody I designate, they're the ones allowing people to fly this airplane. It doesn't specify we have to fly with them. But, once again, to minimize the risk, we do fly with them.
It's just a good idea.
Yes.
It makes sense. You're protecting your property. You wouldn't hand the keys to your car over to somebody you weren't sure knew how to drive.
Have you ever gone to an enterprise counter?
Well, wait a minute. Maybe that wasn't a good example.
Well, but they do at least hand over a driver's license. You do have to at least prove that much.
Yeah, you have to prove your driver's license. But believe me, I've seen some people prove their pilot with their pilot's license and then go fly with them. They shouldn't have had that piece.
So there's
piece
been
of
people you've had to turn away after they did their. Yeah, and what'd you tell them? Like, hey, loser.
We generally tell them that, hey, this, and this needs to be worked on. We'd be happy to work with you on it, but until we get to your performance to improve, we're not going to be able to rent the airplane to you.
Mm.
And the only people that have ever had a problem with that are usually Delta captains.
Delta captains.
Delta captains.
I'm sure every...
Well, they're also used to flaring about five stories above the end of the
runway. Well, yeah, but Delta lets them take a $20 million jet and fly it around the world. And I said, this is a $250,000 airplane that the owner has entrusted to me to make sure it comes back so we can use it again. And I don't think that would be good with you in the airplane.
Hmm. Yeah. So, but why Delta? Why Delta in particular?
Do you care to expound on that?
It's probably just an airline captain in
general. No, Delta.
No, just Delta.
It's just Delta.
Delta. They're very proud of themselves.
Interesting. Okay. Yes. Well, send your hate mail to ed@justplaneradio.com.
I have plenty of friends that are Delta pilots, and they know exactly the type of pilots that work for them that are like that.
Well, you used to.
Well, we have one in our flying club, and I don't have a problem letting him. He's going out with the 172, and he's got a son that's a flight instructor. So they're pretty good together. But so there are exceptions to the rule. Maybe it's because they're MD-80 captains instead of, you know, the bigger airplanes.
You think that's what it is? What is it, Ed? I feel like we should dig deeper into the why.
It's just an attitude that they carry.
It's just an attitude. Okay. You just have something. You had a bad experience with a Delta.
No, I've had multiple bad experiences with Delta
captains.
So
if you took an American pilot, you'd go, hey, they're great?
Yeah, they're great.
Just the Delta pilots.
Just the Deltas.
Hey, would Keith back you up on this, too? Would he agree?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really? Wow. Interesting. Well, that's good to know. I may need to change my frequent flyer status with Delta.
Not that they're bad pilots in their own right, but it's more about their attitudes about small airplanes and their attitudes about their skills. Lack thereof.
They're a little on the, I don't know, the egotistical side.
Their personality profile would fall on that side of the line.
I don't know. My feeling is Delta pilots are people too, but I don't want to argue with you about it. I'm just thinking, you know, because I fly with them way too often.
And I'm not saying everyone. I'm just saying I've had multiple experiences, and every one of them have been Delta captains. Hmm. And they've been very clear to make sure that I knew right from the beginning, I'm a Delta captain.
Interesting.
And that usually starts a conversation off in a bad direction.
I'm thinking Ed flew on a vacation or something, and he was mad because he only gave him peanuts on the flight or something. I don't know.
Nah.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along, Captain Ed. And Dennis, who is here in the studio with us today. And Dennis, you know, this is your first visit to our broadcast-o-plex. So is it living up to the hype, or are you let down like I probably figured you would be?
It's...
To see us
it's
in
what
person,
I expected. No,
to see us in person, I know is a treat.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's a lot cooler than looking at the computer screen at home.
Okay. Well, there you go. So. There's that. I mean, I hate to think what he's looking at, you know, on the computer screen, but.
Well, I think he's referring to Skyping with you.
Oh, I thought he was just cruising like YouTube videos of squirrel or, you know, some kind of goofy video or something. But whatever. I'm glad you're here and you're with us. In the flesh, and he took me flying today. So, I mean, you know, I owe him one for sure. But we're talking about these checkout rides. If you want to go to a facility like a flight school, like Flight Training Professionals, and have the capability to come back in the future and fly an airplane, you usually have to do one of these type of things, right?
That's correct.
And there were skills that he had to complete. Those were just skills that you kind of came up with, or is there like a particular... You know, list of things.
Greg, do you not recognize any of those maneuvers?
No, he hasn't gotten that far in his training.
Of course.
No, he has.
I have. No, I remembered all of them. But
practical test standards or the ACS, as
well, of course. They were all things you would do on a regular check ride or in training.
Yeah, but your practical tests, they're the exact same things, and we're looking for the exact same performance.
Well, that's what I was asking. I mean, are you just throwing
them
out?
It's not our standards. It's the FAA standards.
So, well, yeah, but they don't have a standard checkout ride, do
actually
they?
What we did was the same thing that a private pilot would be required to demonstrate on their check ride.
Yeah,
okay. I was flying.
We didn't do
private
all
pilot.
Of the all right. the maneuvers, but we did basically the critical ones.
Yeah,
yep.
Just the critical. Yeah. Yeah, but you just picked a few out of your brain file there.
It's the normal things, though, that you as a pilot, you really if you can demonstrate these maneuvers, you can pretty much handle anything. And that's the reason we set it up the way we did. We went out and did the slow flights and then steep turns, all in preparation for coming back to land.
Yeah. See, I remembered all that. I just wanted to find out if you were just...
Bovine scatology.
Yeah, I don't remember that being part of the training.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
If this company is a plane, then this is Richard's damn plane. And if he wants to fly it in the side of a mountain, that is his prerogative. And it is our duty to climb on, strap in, and have a fiery death right behind him.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Gonna take a for a ride on a beach of fun.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Ed from Flight Training Professionals, Captain Ed, and Captain Dennis, who's in the studio with us today. He's usually back home.
If I was a Delta pilot, I would remind you about calling me Captain Ed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But instead, you just want to do it just to annoy me.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. You're hanging around too many of those Delta pilots, sounds like to me. But that's okay. We still love them. All right, so we're talking about these checkout rides, and the skills, you just pull them out off, from your typical...
Out of the practical test standards, or ACS.
Right.
Airman Certification Standards.
But there's no standard check ride that any school or rental company would give you.
There's guidance from the FAA on how to do a flight review, but it is completely up to the school or the rental company to make the decision on the check ride. Now, what is interesting, because it's not like going and renting a car at Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
You have a driver's license. You either accept the insurance or decline the insurance, and away you go. It doesn't work that way in a lot of places for the airplanes. However, there's a couple companies out there that are trying to make it work that way.
Yeah.
And I've looked at them because, we're kind of a tourist destination. And, if somebody was part of this program out in California, they could come out here and just literally get the keys to my plane and go.
Right. It'd be a standardized type of thing.
They have a standardized checkout. And if it's conducted well, properly by the person conducting it, it could be a good thing. Problem is, I've got to put trust into a flight instructor across the country, mm-hmm. and a company across the country to hold the pilot to the same standard and the right standard that I would hold.
And you don't trust anyone.
No, that's not true.
Oh,
I trust him. I'm giving him the keys.
right. That's true.
But
but that was after
this company's been after us for like 4 years to join the network, mm-hmm. because we're in Orlando and they don't have anybody in Orlando doing it. And it's like I said, but do you cover the insurance? So if they do damage my airplane, it's your insurance policy paying for it, not mine.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we don't have insurance.
Oh,
or I said, will the school that did the checkout, will their insurance cover my airplane? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Because the cost of our insurance could be directly related to any accidents or incidents we have, and it could significantly affect my cost of doing business and the cost I would then have to pass on to the customer on the airplane.
Right.
And so, the risk manager in me says, no, that's not worth the risk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we insist on a checkout in each make and model of the airplane. We insist on a night checkout if they're going to fly at night, and an IFR checkout if they're going to fly IFR.
Mm-hmm.
The risk.
Well,
but there are a lot of flight schools out there that don't go that far.
Understood.
They're exposing themselves to risk.
I've done this before, tying my training back to diving,
mm-hmm.
because I am a dive instructor. Dennis is a scuba diver.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we do is, divers, is if we're going to a new area, it's always recommended you get an orientation dive before you dive a new site with the local, local diver that knows the surroundings and that kind of thing. This is kind of the same thing in a way.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not liability. If someone wants to go diving in a place they've never been, they don't have to do that.
Well, that's because there's no insurance for it.
Well, true. Well, I mean, there kind of is. Divers can get insurance, but I mean, there's, you know, it's common sense. I mean, like Dennis, how comfortable would have you felt about just coming down to Florida and flying around Orlando without much orientation with what you got with Ed today, you think?
Honestly, it wouldn't have been a smart decision.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting into an unfamiliar aircraft. Yes, it's a 172. I fly a Cessna 172 all the time. Mm-hmm. Problem is, mine's a 1979. It's got old-fashioned round gauges.
Yeah.
This one is a much newer, 2006 probably. 2008. And it has the Garmin glass panel.
Right.
Well, it's
practically flies itself.
It does. If you push the right buttons in the right order.
I could have even flown that plane today.
And that's the challenge.
From the back seat.
Which buttons do you push and in what order? How do you, you know, everything's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I've worked with other glass cockpit planes, but the Avidyne and the Cirrus SR20 is very, very different than the Garmin G1000. Mm-hmm. You get multiple panels and you're turning knobs on the right-hand panel that are affecting things on the left-hand panel. And it's just understanding the systems. I think it makes a lot of sense to get that local familiarity checkout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I would imagine, you know, for the pilot, you know, I mean, you pretty much said that you prefer to do something like that as well as for the liability for the flight school or the rental company.
Well, and then the airspace here in Orlando is not a slam dunk. It's a very complicated airspace. You know, you're taking off and 6 miles to the south is you know, Orlando International Airport. You've got military airspace to the north and to the east.
Yeah.
I mean, just for the record, to learn to fly in our airspace, you have to be borderline genius. Thank you very much. That was applied to me.
No, you don't.
Borderline something.
I'm just saying.
Well, but back to what Dennis was saying about orientations, and that's one of the things that this company that was looking to do this rental network like this, they would require local knowledge, but it was supposed to be done online, videos, etc., so mm-hmm. that, you know, you could make them aware of special airspace issues in your area,
right?
Or special local procedures,
okay? Like doing a flight sim kind of thing,
you know,
or
and
whatever.
It is kind of an iPad app or iPhone app type thing that, you know, not only do they rate you, you can turn around and rate the renter too, and you could basically, they could want to rent an airplane from you, and you could look at them and say, no, I don't like the reviews this guy's got. I'm not going to rent him the airplane. Mm-hmm. So there was some stuff like that going on with it, which was kind
of
interesting.
There are elements of Uber.
Elements of Uber.
All right, but you're just not a fan or not sold on the whole concept.
No,
yet.
Because it could one accident,
mm-hmm.
and being a bad accident can put a company out of business.
Sure,
and you know, this is my livelihood, and I'm not going to risk that for what would be an occasional couple $100.
Yeah. Yeah, and the thing is, you come to town, come to Orlando or any place for that matter. All we're talking about is a 30 or 40, you know, maybe an hour flight.
It's a little over an hour flight to do a thorough checkout.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. We spent about an hour and a half.
Yeah, it was an hour
was
and
it
half
that
today.
Long? It flew by. Hey, thank you. I'll be
ba-dum-bum.
Here. Yeah, help yourself with the hot and cold salad bar.
Yeah.
Don't forget to tip your waitress.
But, yeah. Okay, but I mean, it's that's not a big time commitment. You just go there and... Yeah, you know, fly the plane for a little bit, show the instructor you know what you're doing. They're like, okay, you can take it.
Any mm-hmm. competent pilot would not find it an inconvenience to plan that into their schedule if that's what they wanted to do. It's an expectation across the country.
Now, we do have a lot of people that come in and say, hey, I just want to fly around and check the place out. Can I just, instead of getting a checkout, can I just have an instructor go with me and we can go fly, look at the area, maybe make a pass over Disney, see what it looks like, or go mm-hmm. over to the Kennedy Space Center.
It'd be the same price, wouldn't it?
Yeah, wouldn't change it at all.
Just an hour rental.
But there's less stress in it because I'm not being tested. I'm not going to rent the airplane afterwards.
You're probably not going to go up and do steep turns and slow flight with them because they just want to go up and do a scenic tour.
Now, can you do that and say, I want to do a scenic tour and then, you know, like take the pressure off, like you said, mm-hmm. and then, you know, at the end of like, hey, I did pretty good. You think I'm a good pilot? Yeah, you can have it. No. You'll still,
no.
You won't.
No.
They have to know going in that you're going to be evaluated.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because let's put it this way. If one of my instructors did that,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't be my instructor anymore.
What do you mean if they did that?
If somebody said, I want to do a sightseeing flight, and when they came back, I said, hey, can I rent the airplane? Yeah, you were good enough. If mm-hmm. one of my instructors did that, they would no longer be one of my instructors.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's they didn't prove it by doing
specific skills.
I trust them to make the right decisions. They spend a lot of time training them to help them realize what are the good risks and the bad risks. Mm-hmm. And I have to delegate the this decision to them. I have to trust them. So if they made that decision and I found out about it, that's being dishonest. I can forgive any honest mistake, but a dishonest one, I can't.
Well, what if you got up there and says, it's a sightseeing flight. Hey, let me show you how I do my figure eights. We do some 45-degree turns.
Figure eights.
We do some, you know, let me show you my slow flight. You know, that wouldn't count. You'd have to be, like, tested officially. You see what I'm saying?
Well, if they wanted in mid-flight, hey, you know, might as well just do the checkout right up here. You want to do some of the maneuvers? Okay, good.
All right.
So but they're still going to do the same things.
Right.
They're going to still expect the same standard.
Lazy eights, right? That's what I meant to do?
Yeah, we wouldn't do lazy eights on checkout.
What do we do? What do we do?
We did steep turns.
Yeah, but we did, didn't we do circle thingies?
No.
What's the technical term for that?
That was a
clearing turns.
Oh, clearing
turns. Yeah, we'll go with that. Okay, that sounds good.
Do you see what I have to work with here?
It's not much.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Scuba diving is an activity for all ages. However, immersion alone can be a stressor on the heart and circulatory system. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to stay heart healthy as you dive next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Nearly one-third of diving fatalities are associated with an acute cardiac event. Maintain your healthy heart with proper diet and exercise, monitoring your blood pressure, glucose, and cholesterol levels, and adhering to any treatment measures prescribed by your physician is crucial, even if you've had an event like myself. After some time and clearance from a physician, you can still safely dive. Dive into DAN.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
For takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I was the youngest pilot in Pan Am history. When I was 4, the pilot let me ride in the cockpit and fly the plane with him. And I was 4, and I was great. And I would have landed it, but my dad wanted us to go back to our seats.
Airplanes!
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed. And Dennis is helping us out today. We went flying today. I got back in the cockpit. I flew the airplane.
In the back seat.
The back seat's not the cockpit. That's the cabin.
Well, it's the same room. in the same space. I occupied space in the airplane. That's baby
steps.
That's
about right. He took up some space, dead space.
Okay,
with some dead weight,
ballast, or parasitic drag. Yeah, okay, whatever. All right, look, we were going to talk to Dimitri today and get a report on the Light Sport Expo in Sebring. He was there, however, he got together with Captain Keith, who's not here today either. So I guess we'll just wait till next week.
Okay,
he took a bunch of pictures. Him and Keith got together. Went to the Light Sport Expo. By the way, that explains why, well, that doesn't explain why we didn't have a show last week. I was out of the country. I went to Bimini and laid the ground. I was doing recon. Which meant, you know, if you go to our Facebook page, you would have seen that that entailed me hanging out on the beach with a glick of beer, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what we do, you know. You, we go the extra mile.
The sacrifices you make, Greg.
For our passengers of Just Plain Radio. So in the future, we plan to bring another show of Just Plain Radio from the island of Bimini. So I just went out there and scoped it out. I hadn't been there in like 3 years. They've gone through a lot of changes. Or so I had thought, but actually it was kind of like Back to the Future. I went back there. I was like, wow, nothing has changed. Weird. Which is actually a good thing because I love Bimini and it's easy to fly into. The airport there on South Bimini is probably easier to fly into than any small runway in Florida.
Oh, yeah, easily.
There's no conflict. It's like there's either water, land, or a runway. So it's pretty easy to find. And all you got to do is line it up, and I think you're good to go. So Ed wouldn't know because he doesn't have a passport, but Keith can relate. And
I've
I've
been to the Bahamas before. I know how it is out there.
But that was years ago.
And it hasn't changed any. Airplanes still fly the same.
Well, that's true.
Paperwork still
the same. Don't you want to go back? You want to go back, don't you?
No, there's a strategy behind what I'm doing.
Well, what is it again?
Spend less time with you.
Oh, okay. There's that. But, you know, other people, I think, would enjoy it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just Ed. Dennis wants to go.
I didn't say anything about the Bahamas. But if I had a passport, then when you ask, I might have to go. If I don't have the passport, when you ask, I can't go.
Keith, he's yours. That's kind of how
Believe
the conversation
me,
goes.
Keith's like, I'm starting to understand the genius behind what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. Well, that's why we got Dennis here. You know, he got checked out on your planes. And the next step might be to do just that, right?
And now you're going to be his Uber driver.
Yep.
Yeah. But you would accept that. I mean, Dennis is a diver, too.
I'll accept it as long as you split costs with me.
Well, I'll tell you what. You fly me there, and I'll take care of the diving part. Is that a fair trade?
Well, we're getting closer.
We got to do this off the air because the FAA can't hear this. Am I right?
Oh, it's sharing costs.
It's sharing costs.
Oh, okay. We might be able to pull this off then. Yeah. You know, it's hammerhead season over in Bimini, Dennis. Which means you can dive.
Well aware.
You fly over to Bimini, land, and then you jump in the water and scuba dive with 15-foot-long hammerhead sharks. How's that sound? Ed, you want to go now?
About the same as climbing into a lake in Florida with gators? Why?
No, it's totally different.
It's the shark's house.
It is the shark's house, true. But you know,
have you ever watched that video?
I've seen many a video, yes.
No, but
I might have been
this one
in
particular. The shark's house.
No.
It's worth it. You guys need to look at
it. Wait, are you talking about the poo, the lady talking about the sharks?
Yeah.
Yes, I've heard of her.
Yes.
She's a little afraid of the sharks, I think.
Well, yeah.
But we could
As
change
she said,
her.
If a pig came in her house, mind. It'd be on the plate.
Well, it's true, but we could fly her.
Because it's her house.
We could fly her down to Bimini. And, you know, put
we
her in there.
We can change her misperceptions.
True. We very, very much could. Or she could just hang out at the new Hilton they have on the north side of the island.
That might be more her style.
That might be more her
style. Yeah, they have a new hotel where if you go there, it won't be even like you've been to Bimini.
That's kind of like going to Grand Bahamas, the Grand Lakea or whatever.
Yeah, the Lakaian Resort.
Yeah, like,
yeah, one of those big
resorts. I didn't feel like
things.
I was out of the States.
Yeah, you know that.
If you went across the street into the little downtown area, that was more
right into the straw market area and square and stuff.
See, I have been to the Bahamas.
You have been,
and I enjoyed it.
Okay, well, you haven't been there with me.
So it's all you.
Well, I could show you a thing or two when it comes to going to the Bahamas. I know.
I don't think I'd want to see those
bars.
I do know where the bars are. Absolutely. Yeah. So I know where the beer is the coldest, and you know that says something. I mean, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe
is it
not.
Free?
Well, it can be. If we have Keith's credit card, that would definitely be the...
or if Neil's home.
Yeah, our buddy Neil.
Yeah,
absolutely. But anyway, we're working on that for a future episode of Just Plain Radio. And Dennis, that's definitely on your list. That's on your bucket list.
It's actually a bucket list item for me to go fly to the Bahamas or any Caribbean island for that matter. It'd just be something fun to do. And now I don't have to take the 10-hour flight from Minneapolis here to first. I can just take a commercial flight and just do the island hop from Orlando.
Well, you know, Bimini is the closest island in the Bahamas to the States.
Yeah, what is now, it, 42 miles across from
Miami.
To feet dry?
Yeah. Yeah, and from Orlando, I don't know. We would have to add how long to that, we figure. We
go to Miami, it's 2 hours max in the 172.
Yeah, so it's a little, I mean, it's a longer stretch from Orlando to Miami than it is to
Bimini. I mean, for us, it's easier to get to Grand Bahama.
Is it from here, from Orlando?
Yeah, because it's straight off of
West Palm. Go to Grand Bahama if it's closer.
Okay.
We could do that, too.
Yeah, the problem is when you go down there, you want to go down to West Palm and fly straight out to minimize your time over water. Right. They won't let you do that. They take you out about Vero and bring you back in about Vero, so you do have a little bit more time over water.
So just pack the life raft and the life jackets.
That's right.
Exactly.
Hey, scuba gear. We'll be traveling.
We'll just go swim with the sharks early. We got a free wreck dive then.
Yeah, exactly. Bonus. And on that note, we'll leave it. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at justplainradio.com.